What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 193 of Strong the Iron Will Way. Holy shit, 193, closing in on 200. Kind of hard to believe, honestly. I'm not gonna say I never would have believed it, because I knew once I decided to start doing this, I would just keep doing them, but still kind of surprising to see we're almost at 200. So I wanted to talk today about something that I think a lot of people run into. I certainly have run into it a lot. I've heard it a lot. And I think understanding this concept goes a long way to getting where you want to be. 100% in the gym and in shape-wise, fitness-wise, whatever. But also, as you know, always with other things too. So I think what happens here is we sometimes expect, let's call it science, or just the way things have to be. Somehow we expect those things to somehow miraculously change based on our circumstances, okay? Now, I'm sure that's very unclear, but I'll probably do a better job of explaining it in a minute, but here's what I'm talking about. Let me give you an example. Let's just say, let's say I have a aspiring bodybuilder, John. John wants to be a competitive bodybuilder, okay? So John is working out, getting big, and he's ready to start competing. Now, to compete as a bodybuilder, you have to follow a very strict bodybuilding diet that consists of eating somewhere between 4 and 6 small, high-protein, you know, healthy meals throughout the day. Very, very challenging to do no matter what your circumstances are, okay? And you have to do that for, let's just call it a minimum of 3 months, depending on how much body fat John has to lose for his contest. Because for a bodybuilding contest, you have to have big muscles, but then you also have to get down to, 2 or 3% body fat to be able to show those muscles in the competition. So John's all gung-ho to do a bodybuilding contest and getting ready to do his diet, and then he finds out that for his job, he's going to now have to start driving a truck 8 hours a day. So instead of sitting in his office where he could have just threw his meals in the microwave, sat at his desk and ate, maybe he worked at a computer in his job. Now he's going to be behind the wheel of a truck all day, and no microwave, no office, no opportunity to eat. So we have two options here, right? First option, actually, this is not even an option. What's usually going to happen for most people, most of us, is we're going to stomp our feet and get mad at everybody, including the universe, that this is just not fair. You know, how am I going to, I can't compete. How am I going to compete if I can't eat? There's got to be a way. There's got to be something I can eat, you know, in the car from a drive-through that will allow me to do this. Nope. Well, there isn't. And no, there doesn't have to be, because science is what determines how you get lean, and science doesn't give a shit about your particular circumstances or your job. So you cannot find bodybuilding diet foods at Dunkin' Donuts or at McDonald's or Wendy's or any other drive-thru option. People that are doing bodybuilding contests eat chicken or steak or some form of lean protein, turkey, eggs, and they eat sweet potatoes and rice and vegetables. That's it. So those are your options, okay? So the real options are two. Number one, you drop out of the contest because you can't do it, because the circumstances won't allow it. Number two, you fucking figure it out. You find some way to bring your food in a cooler in the car and you eat it cold. You find a way to heat up your food and put it in a thermos and keep it warm. You make some, you eat a solid, maybe two of your meals are going to be shakes, so you have two of those on the road. You have a solid one at home before you leave. You have a solid one at home for dinner. And maybe you know only need to eat one out of the Tupperware or the thermos. But those are the options, right? You either don't do it or you figure out a way to do it. But what you can't do is change the process necessary because of your circumstances. And this is what we kind of always try to do, and then we always, like I said, stomp our feet and fight against. Okay? So again, somebody decides, hey, I want XYZ, but I can't do this, that, or the other thing. Well, again, you have two options. So let's just take the real busy, normal person, right? Joe Average decides he wants to get in shape, but, you know, he goes to work at 8 o'clock. He gets out at 5:30. He sits in traffic for an hour to get home. Once he gets home, he wants to have dinner and see his kids for a little while and his wife before they go to bed. And he just can't seem to figure out where to fit the gym. So he's not really digging the way his body looks or feels, wants to start working out, knows that lifting weights and eating properly is really the only way to do it. But yet he's pissed off and frustrated that he has this life that doesn't allow him to do it. 100% understandable. But here's the thing. Complaining about it, being frustrated about it, does no good. There's nobody to complain to. There's nobody that's going to change the way this shit works. There's no muscle genie that's going to say, hey, you know what? For you, I'm going to make a special circumstances. You know, you can not work out and still manage to add muscle and stay lean. You can work out only on weekends. You know what I'm saying? Like, this doesn't fucking happen. So the sooner that Joe Average stops complaining and realizes, all right, with my current situation, I got two options, right? Number one, stay out of shape and feeling shitty and then just stay like this forever and ultimately blame it on circumstances, right? That option sucks. Option two, okay, I want to get in shape. I have a busy life, but this is important to me. So where am I going to squeeze this shit in? I guess I'm going to have to get up at 4:30. I'm going to hit the gym at 5. I'm going to train from 5 to 6. I'm going to get home at 6:30, shower, eat, and I'm off to work, and I'll be there by 8. And I will be a little bit tired for the first month because I'm not used to getting up at 4:30 in the morning, but I will try to go to bed an hour earlier because, honestly, once the kids are in bed, I dick around on my phone and watch Netflix and other things that are not necessary and are not helping my life become better. I might enjoy them, and I'm not saying not to do that stuff, but when we're looking for things to trade out for something that's going to literally change your life for the better, Netflix can go. Scrolling through fucking Facebook and Instagram can go, okay? So those things go. Joe starts working out at 5 a.m. Now, here's the good news. 5 a.m., you can go every goddamn day because nothing gets in the way at 5 a.m. You got no excuses at 5 a.m. except getting your ass out of bed and getting to bed early enough on time. Now, I know that sounds bonkers, but I got to tell you, the 5 a.m. slot at just about every gym is surprisingly busy. You know, we have men's lift, women's strength, private sessions going on at 5 a.m., and the trainers are booked across the board. You walk into any kind of commercial gym where there's training and classes, you'll see them busy at 5 a.m. So you can complain and stomp your feet, but there's a lot of other fucking people doing it. So it's got to get done. Maybe you have a situation at work where you can bounce at lunchtime. Maybe you can, you know, get in a half hour early, stay a half hour late, and you can sneak out for lunch and lift. But the successful people will find a way to make it work, okay? The people who are constantly struggling are the ones who are kind of become slaves to their circumstance rather than accept the circumstance and own the ability to make decisions that will work around it, okay? Because rarely are you going to have it kind of fall into place just right. I think no matter what you're trying to do, there's always going to be obstacles that seem to be like put right in your way to make it not work. You know, just when you're getting ready to do this, this happened. Just when you're getting ready to do this, that happened. And that, guys, just that's how it is, man. That's how it works. Every once in a while, everything just lines up beautifully. But more often than not, you know, circumstances are going to make things difficult, and it's up to us to find a way around those circumstances and make it happen anyway. And the cool thing about that is, this is what I've learned, once you do that a few times, that starts to just become pretty easy. Like, you kind of expect it, and then you just roll with it. So this is going to benefit you in so many areas. I mean, that's benefited me in business so much, is that now, you know, when I get something good going, I'm not shocked when something goes awry. I'm just accepting of the fact that I'm going to have to figure it out. And that stuff used to really bother me and give me a lot of anxiety and stress, and I don't really worry about it anymore, because I know it's going to happen, and I know I'm mentally prepared to figure it out. My team is mentally prepared and for it to happen and to figure it out, so we just roll with it. So same thing, something happens with your schedule, your workouts shift, you can't go when you used to go, find another time to go, find another place to go, and figure it out. So again, guys, remember, circumstances will not change science, but you are in charge of how you navigate your own circumstances. Have a good day, you guys.